Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Saleh for Guidelines for Living.
The next time you feel that your life doesn't count, that because you're just a single person, you can't do much to right the wrongs in life, remember that a paperclip, a tiny one-inch paperclip, saved a 500,000-pound experimental plane from crashing and breaking into pieces. An experimental jet, known as an SB-70A, took off from its home base all right, but when the pilots were ready to bring the experimental plane down, the landing gear wouldn't cooperate, and no amount of juggling or button-pushing would release the landing gear. Joseph Cotton, the co-pilot on the plane, took a paperclip and he short-circuited a relay panel, which forced the bulky nose gear into landing position. Pilot Al White said, "I'm convinced we would have broken the plane to pieces if we had tried to land without the nose gear locked into position." A paperclip had saved an experimental jet plane. History tells us that on many occasions, a very insignificant item or object became the means of inspiration or accomplishment. A spider who strung a web across a garden path was the inspiration for the suspension bridge. A kitchen tea kettle singing on the stove gave Watts the idea of inventing the steam engine. A swinging lantern in a tower gave rise to a pendulum, and an apple that fell off a tree, landing on the head of Isaac Newton, gave impetus to Newton's definition of the law of gravitation. We often minimize our potential, saying, "Well, I'm just one person." Yes, you are one person, but you are nonetheless an important person. It's proper to understand that you are a person of value and worth because that's how God views you. In the Old Testament, a young man by the name of Samson took the jawbone of an ass and killed 1,000 Philistines. It wasn't because he looked himself in the mirror that morning and said, "I am going to have a great day today." The Bible tells us he had yielded his life to God, and the victory was the result of God's power that came through the indwelling Holy Spirit. Have you forgotten that the youthful shepherd boy David took 5 stones and a leather thong slingshot and then killed Goliath? Should I remind you of a beautiful Jewish girl by the name of Esther who saved a multitude of Jews and averted an ancient Buchenwald or Auschwitz with her courage? A Moabite girl by the name of Ruth became the great-grandmother of David and a progenitor of Christ because of her bravery. Now, here's the insight. A little bit in the hands of God becomes a great and powerful weapon for good. Yes, you may feel your life doesn't amount to much. In a sense, that's good, because you won't be so prone to yield to pride. Then it will be easier for you to trust God and lean on His direction and guidance. Trusting God gives a person some backbone so he can say, like Paul did, "I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength." Now, this isn't the haughty boasting of a person who thinks he's a big shot or really has a big ego. It's humble reliance on God to do what He wants done. Our great need today is not for high-pressured salespeople convincing the world of our worth, psychotherapists no less, but dedicated men and women who realize their human weakness and ask God to give them strength to rise above it by His power. This isn't psychology of self-esteem, rather the power of God that turns failure to victory and weakness to strength. It is God working through us to accomplish His will and purpose. And that's what success is really about.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. For more practical and inspirational messages, visit guidelines.org. If you find our devotionals helpful and would like to share them with others, consider supporting our ministry with a donation. Again, that's guidelines.org. Thanks for listening to Guidelines for Living.